Blog Talk Radio.
Many episodes here on Your Home Buying Compass, we've talked about so many features that are relevant in trying to sell a home or take the view of the buyer, what they're looking for inside homes, whether it's decorating, layout, kitchens, so many other things, as well as all the mechanicals. And David Schwabe of the Schwabe Group even shared with us some thoughts on curb appeal in a conversation not too long ago. But David's back today. And we're going to kind of flip around and look at the other side, the backyard. We're going to talk a little bit about how that impacts the real estate market. This is Jim Mitchell, and as I mentioned, David Schwabe, who is the founder and head of the Schwabe Group of Compass Real Estate, is here. And David, I know, great to talk about all the different aspects of selling a home, but in today's market, I think you just love to find more people who want to sell right now. Is that what you're looking at?
Hey, Jim. Thanks. Thanks again for a great podcast on this one. But yeah, it's right now the market continues to be tight for inventory. So we are just looking for houses to find that they want to sell. Two things, obviously, the sellers are not currently selling as much as we normally see, but we're still a pretty good demand. So even with interest rates rising, we talked in the past, interest rates rising, we still have a really good demand of buyers who want to buy. And so right now it's a challenge of finding as many sellers as possible.
When you look at some of the different aspects of what goes into selling a home and getting good value for it, here in the Midwest, do you find you get a little better activity or even better price in spring, summer, maybe even fall when the outdoor is going to look a little bit better than it might some of the other months of the year?
You know, it's really interesting because traditionally, I'm not sure there's any more traditional anywhere, but traditionally we would have the houses coming on in February, March, and really the greenery starts right now, right, in May and June. The flowers start blooming, obviously, in April, May. But a lot of the homes in the past, you know, some 60% of the houses are already under contract before that happens in our market here in the Midwest. But I do see that, you know, when someone's buying a house, it's really about them falling in love with it, right? And that is what the backyard's about. It's about them envisioning their family or their friends or their parties in their backyard, and that's where this conversation comes. So, you know, potentially, right, maybe people do pay more money, but it's hard to track, you know, on a March versus April contract, right?
But when you look at what buyers like, we've talked about all the, again, as I mentioned, the interior things. Are there just certain things now that you find buyers kind of peeking out in the backyard to look for, certain things that they want for various reasons to have outside the home?
Yeah, I think so. I think that a lot of it comes from what did they have at their house growing up or what have they seen their friends having. But we're seeing a lot of things like, you know, obviously these paver patios are going in and a lot of the decks are coming out right now. We're seeing a lot of little fire pit areas for background parties. People have always looked for playground areas, of course. But just somewhere to relax and enjoy the backyard, I think, is what it really comes down to. So anything that really fits in the mold of I'm going to go out on a nice summer day and relax and enjoy, that's kind of what it comes down to.
And you mentioned the paver patios, which are just a great accent to a home, and those can be very elaborate. And whether it's a fire pit or a cooking area, you know, they can be stationary. They can be built in, or there are some that are, you know, a little more portable. When we talk about kitchens in the home or bathrooms, you've always talked about value. You know, you put so much in, it's going to get so much out. Do you have any information on that in the backyard? I mean, if you add certain things, you say, okay, that's going to add value to a resale someday?
Yeah, I think it always comes down to exterior appeal and let's call it curb appeal, but it'd be backyard appeal, right? So I think when you walk in the backyard and see, you know, a patio, for instance, adds great value, right? Somebody walk out and see it and just kind of – just has an extra feel to it. And when I say patio, I mean the new paver patios that are going in. Some are stamped concrete and things. But it seems to be a nice landscaping, right, or curvature to these. A lot of them have curvature to them right now. But I think that helps – you know, has a little warmth. Of course, we'll talk about staging in the backyard in a minute, but certainly that does add something. It's just, if it brings people that warmth, the feel that I really am comfortable here, some people want privacy, some don't. So I was in a house yesterday, and I was like, wow, this is an amazing backyard. And then they had the growth and the mature landscaping and such that, you know, you could, I guess, have that in a new house and put it in, but it would cost you an enormous amount of money to do it immediately because of the size of the landscaping, right? So I think that people see that and go, wow, this is a 10-year project if we want to put this landscaping in or these trees, right? And if it's already in place and it works for them, that's a tremendous value to a seller.
Yeah. Yeah, and it adds a lot. There's, you know, there's so many different aspects you've mentioned. Let's kind of break them down one by one here. First of all, you know, entertaining. We think about the kitchen as being the central part of the home, but as you mentioned, people love to entertain in the backyard. So are there features relative to being able to entertain things that you see as desirable right now?
I think it's... obviously, part of the entertaining is, you know, a spot for a nice grill or maybe one built in or, as you mentioned earlier, an outdoor kitchen or something. But in our case, many times, it's just a nice place for a gas grill or their traditional, of course, a regular grill. But so that has to be separate away from maybe where you're going to have a sitting area. And it's kind of staging in that, right? You have an umbrella. It kind of adds an appeal. Like, I think when you're at a... you know, on vacation, and maybe it gives a vacation feel, right? And then it's depending on the size of the yard, right? There's different things that can be done. But obviously a fire pit area, that sort of thing we've seen. But it really is just can they picture it for their own needs? If they have kids and they're going to entertain their friends, maybe they're going to put a swing set in or a trampoline or something like that.
Yeah, and I hadn't even thought of that when I was preparing for this discussion, but you're right. I mean, if it's a young family, they want room for the kids to run around and have a swing set, soccer net, things like that. So I assume that the amount of yard, the space, might vary based on, you know, the buyer's stage in life.
Exactly. So if we have a big a ranch in a great area, maybe a downsizer might buy that backyard patio and landscaping will be very different than maybe a two-story of colonial with a big yard where that's more just they want to park in their backyard, right? So then maybe you won't have retaining wall, you know, walls around. You know, they have the sitting walls and things on these patios now. Well, maybe you might not have that if you've got it. It's more set up for a family, right? Because the kids want to run, come out and run, and one less thing to hit your head on, right? But if you have a, you know, it's an older couple, you might have a fit area with a, like a little sitting area, sitting wall, and a lot of really cool features. But and many times these ranches will have a lot of perennials in the yard. But if it's, the house is more situated for a younger couple, they may want more just open space and grass, you know. I mean.
So, and I'm going to ask you about that because and we're talking with David Schwabe of the Schwabe Group, Compass Real Estate, and you get plenty of information at schwabegroup.com. We'll share some contact information with David here shortly. But you talked, David, about looking at a yard and saying, okay, I may have to add things. I've got to put fire pit in. I've got to add trees that will grow and give me shade. So you're sort of planning expenses down the road. I have seen yards, and maybe this is my taste, where I would look at it and go, boy, it's going to cost me a lot to tear all that out because they're – some where people are big gardeners, and there's flowers everywhere, there's plants, there's really not a lot of open space, and I either it's just way too much work for me, or it you know, chews up a lot of the space. I assume there's cases we've seen, too, where it's like, boy, that's going to be hard to sell because it's beautiful, but there's just too much there.
Yeah, that's some people look at it as work, right? Or there's just not enough space. So I like to say, if it has, you know, if the whatever's planted is planted away from the middle of the yard. It's nice to start with something. Even if a buyer may want to take some things out, they can take it out themselves. But at least the mature things can stay, right? But, sometimes we'll have a house where there's just trees and bushes right in the middle of the yard. And, yeah, that becomes very difficult for a buyer because, you know, they want it open and they want to be able to see their kids in the backyard. It is very specific to the house and to the buyers. But, a nicely landscaped yard with shrubbery and landscaping around the yard and even a fence potentially is a nice start for most buyers, right? Sometimes we do have. I've had backyards that were enormous, and they were all perennial gardens, and they were just amazing, tremendous amount of money. But yes, that may become an issue for a buyer to take all that out.
Yeah. And you shared a newsletter recently with clients about doing some of that in the yard, but it sort of focused on the concerns that a lot of younger people, in particular, have now, which is things that are organic, things that are natural. It's not only just, let's have something back there, but are you seeing that buyers are a little more concerned about what goes in and how it affects the surroundings environmentally?
It certainly is. There are definitely a group of buyers that are obviously more concerned about the environment and the future, which is good. We should do a whole thing on solar, right? But it is certainly... It may be more appealing to some than others, and that has to be factored in as well. And that's a lot of those. It depends on those specific buyers for sure.
Yeah. So here's one that I'm really anxious to hear your feedback on as a realtor with a number of years of experience. Great conversation piece with family and friends about the backyard pool. Love to have a backyard pool. Particularly a nice built-in pool comes with certain costs and maintenance. But I've always heard, you can never sell a house that has a pool in it. What's your take on putting, at least a hot tub, if not a full pool, in a backyard?
Yes, I think that over the years we've said, hey, unless it's a really high-priced home, the pools sometimes become a detriment. And here's the short answer is, as long as the pool fits the yard and because the pools are kind of having a little bit of a comeback and a surge, I think, because of COVID. But I think that the pool has to be tastefully sized for the yard. So I've had houses that we've had to take pools out because when you open the kitchen slider, you walk out and two steps out, you fall in the pool. And then it becomes more of a safety risk for the because there's some of the small lots, they put these massive pools. But you could have a large lot and you could have a huge pool, and it would be a small factor in the whole, you still have some play yard, you still have pool or barbecue and that sort of thing. But we do have issues sometimes where the whole entire backyard is just a big pool. I have had, swim lap pools or hot tubs, smaller ones put in smaller yards, and they fit nicely if it's nicely landscaped around it. So I think it really is dependent on the size of the yard, and the pool or the hot tub has to be sized to that specific area for sure.
All right, about 30 seconds before I have to let you go here. Any backyard, on the right day can look good, but there's always the potential for certain areas for flooding or at least drainage issues. How do you check that before you make an offer?
Yeah, you can certainly, you can just see where the water's flowing. So if you look at it, if anyone golfs and you look at it, where the ball's going to roll on the green, same concept. Look at the backyard, see where it's going to, see where it's draining. Usually a good realtor or anyone who's worked in the backyard could see where that's going and making sure the flow of the water is proper. Some have storm sewers, some do not, but it's really just a matter of looking at it closely. And inspector will be able to see these things as well, of course.
All right. Got to wrap up here, David. We're out of time, but I want people to call you with questions, not for backyard help. They don't need to come and garden, but if they want to talk real estate, where do they get a hold of you?
847-636-6747, 847-636-6747, or david@schwabegroup.com.
Great. David, thanks for being here. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and hope you enjoy the summer in your backyard. We'll talk some more soon. Thanks.